Hi, my name is Pauline Field, and this is today's video on how to retire happily. And today I want to talk about driving. Probably most of you who are watching this drive your own car. And the question is, for how long? Now, I've heard people say, oh, at 65, people should stop driving, or at 80, or whatever age. However, I've read about and met and driven with people of all ages that are good drivers, as well as some that at any age probably shouldn't be driving because they just are not that good drivers. But it really is an individual case-by-case situation. Are you capable? Are you confident? Are you comfortable? That kind of self-assessment done honestly will tell you whether it's okay for you to keep driving or not. I've heard many people in their 60s and 70s and 80s who say they no longer drive at night. And there is actually research to show that quite often our night vision just is not that good. And so, particularly if we're driving on freeways, it's a good idea not to drive at night. Then there's people who will only drive on surface streets. They won't get on the freeway. And again, there are many people who do not have the reaction time as they age. And that is very common. So notice if it takes you longer to react than it used to. Because it takes us longer. So we have to drive, if we're driving, more defensively. So it can mean adjusting our habits. For instance, going to a matinee instead of an evening performance or a movie. Going to local venues. Are visiting with local friends rather than those further away. Exploring alternatives. Now, you might be in an area where there is no public transportation. So then it's really about, is there a ride-sharing service? Is there a community service that is available to you? Do you have friends who are still driving? And so on. So, checking out those alternatives. And also, for the things that you used to drive to, are there alternatives that are close by? And involving your family and friends. A friend of mine who moved to an area that has no public transportation, and she totaled her car. And she has a niece who takes her grocery shopping every week. Works out very well. And she's looked at other things to do that don't involve driving. And if you're in a city, you probably have shopping delivery, restaurant delivery, time to take advantage of those kind of things. And just adjusting your lifestyle and looking at how can you maintain your independence while not driving. So I hope today You will be safe whether you're driving or not. And do pass this on to somebody else that you think might enjoy these videos. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.